care is the generative principle of creation. What that means is care is required to manifest any state into physical reality. Freedom, physical freedom, physically manifested freedom, is completely incompatible with ignorance and apathy. Welcome. So if this is the first time you're watching me on video, my name is David Greenberg. I want to welcome you here. I am a natural law anarchist and a de-occultist. So what that means is I live my life according to the principles of natural law. And if you haven't checked out my video, which explains the fundamental principles of natural law and objective morality, then I'll provide a link somewhere here. You're definitely going to want to check that out before watching this video. And now that I live according to these principles, I also go out and teach them to as many people as I can through my platform, which is called freedomvibe.art, and through these videos. And the reason I do that is because knowing that we live in a reality which is manifested or created in the aggregate, it's not that each of us is creating the entire reality ourselves, but rather together we are co-creating the reality. So what that means is in order to co-create a reality and a human condition based on physical freedom, the only way for that to happen is if at least the majority of human beings are living their lives according to these principles. So that's why I do what I do. If you value that, I want to invite you to like this video, and that way I can get this out to more people, because the only way to make it happen is for more people to learn this knowledge, gain understanding, and then apply it in their lives. And it's beautiful. As you can see, it's a beautiful afternoon here in San Cristobal de las Casas in Chiapas, in Mexico, where I am right now and where I'm recording this video. And also, just before I dive in to the topic, I want to invite you to comment below anything that comes to mind for you, anything you want to share at all, or any questions you have. Remember, just like I said on another video, there are no taboo topics on this channel at all. We can talk about anything at all. Obviously, we focus mainly for now on principles of natural law, including the law of freedom, objective morality, the nature of reality, the nature of ourselves, in other words, who we truly are and what we are truly capable of when we apply the full capacity and full capabilities of our abilities as creators with a small c, not the creator of the universe, but small creators who together collectively create this reality. So go ahead and comment anything that you want to share, and let's dive in. So one thing I've noticed, especially while I'm spending time interacting with people on social media, and this is kind of an aside, but what I've seen is most people, especially on Facebook, most people, they're so busy chasing the god, small g, of money, mono eye, one eye, at least what they think is one eye or enlightenment, the greenbacks, again, green, the color of the heart chakra. So they're so in love vis-a-vis the green, just like nature. And that's not an accident that in the US, at least, the money has a green tint to it. They're so busy chasing money and figure out how to make more money and how to show off how much money they've made. And they could really give less than a shit about natural law, objective morality, and frankly, the current state of humanity being in a state of enslavement. They really don't care. They might pay a small bit of lip service to that vis-a-vis awareness about how we are basically raping the planet through our ecological mismanagement of the resources and through the extraction of oil, a completely unsustainable form of energy, and other things. They might pay some lip service, but largely they're apathetic. And a lot of times I notice that when I try to pull people's attention to these things, then the ignorance comes up. They just literally ignore what I'm saying, or they don't care. They skip it. They're ignorant and or apathetic, right? Now, obviously a percentage of the people who do that are specifically, they are what we can call card-carrying members of the dark occult. They are the opponent. They are adherents to the old religions of Satanism. And I'm going to talk more about the old religion and what its tenets are in a different video. But obviously there is a percentage of people that are actively want to perpetuate this state of enslavement, this inversion of or the principles of divine and of the creator, and they want to intentionally obfuscate knowledge about knowledge and understanding and wisdom about natural law. So there is that people. I'm obviously not referring to them. I'm referring to the vast majority of people who could wake up and who are not necessarily actively creating this reality, but they are basically tacitly creating it. And they just don't care. All they care about is their personal ego gratification, which again is one of the main tenets. Ego gratification is one of the main tenets of Satanism. So they're kind of like mini me Satanists anyway, but they think that they are actually moral people, right? Nothing's gonna change as long as the majority of people are operating in that paradigm. As long as the majority of people are either ignorant, to emphasize the fact that they're actively ignoring readily available knowledge. So they're either ignorant or they are apathetic. They just don't care, right? They only care about, I got me, I got mine. I can put food on the table, take care of my kids, my family, I'm good. And they have less than two shits about humanity as a whole, certainly, or anybody else except some, maybe some lip service they'll pay through, you know, a little bit of volunteer work or a little bit of charity that they'll 10% that they'll take out of their income and put into some kind of charity, but that ain't gonna cut it. And as long as that's true, and the reason I'm sharing this with you on this video for you specifically is so that you know and understand that as long as that is the case, as long as that is the case, we will never be able to experience freedom in this reality, true physical freedom. It's incompatible. Freedom, physically manifested freedom, is incompatible with ignorance and with apathy. So I always like to take a solutions-oriented approach on this channel. I don't want to just give you bad news and just leave it at that. That's not my vibe. My vibe is freedom vibe. So to take the solutions-oriented approach, the solution is for you yourself who is watching this, who is listening to my words, take a close look at yourself and where you are being ignorant of this and readily available knowledge that you could otherwise be open to, and where you're being apathetic, meaning you just don't care enough. And that part is actually even, I would say that's even more important than the ignorance part, because care, think about it, when you care about something, that's where you take action, right? If I care about my health, I'm gonna eat healthy. If I care about being well rested, I'm gonna make sure to get a good night's sleep. If I don't, I won't. We only take action on what we actually care about. If you don't care, nothing's gonna happen. And care is the generative principle of creation. Care is the generative principle of creation. What that means is care is required to manifest any state into physical reality, because it's the predecessor, it's the precursor to taking action. It's the precursor to marrying the thoughts, the feelings, and the action, right, in order to make it happen. Thought and feeling alone, these are important. They're not enough, right? And again, as usual, I'm leaning hard into the bullshit propagated by the New Age religion, which is a mainstream religion. It is absolutely a religion, which teaches people, among other things, that, oh, all we need is a small number of people to meditate and to think positive thoughts and to avoid thinking negative thoughts. And all of a sudden, we're going to be shifting into 5D reality, whatever nonsense they've been teaching people. Not that we can't upgrade this reality, we absolutely can, and we can create amazing things that even these New Age religionists couldn't even imagine with their limited mindset. But it's not gonna happen without care. It's not gonna happen without care. If you don't care, it ain't gonna happen. And I'm just gonna hammer that over and over again. Only what you care about is gonna get manifested. It's end of story, right? That's why apathy is completely incompatible with creating freedom, which we do not have right now in the world. So the call to action is, first of all, start to study these topics. Start to acquire the correct knowledge and then the correct understanding of how it works. And then, if we cared enough, not just to do the physical construction work, but actually to do the work on ourselves and on our society as a whole and to help teach this stuff to others, that's where it's gonna happen. And only in that moment. So that's why I do what I do. And I invite you to join me, because together we're gonna, you know, it's gonna take us working together to make this happen. So hopefully that makes sense. I invite you to comment below if you've got questions or if something's not clear, if you feel like I left something out, or even if just you want to ask a question or share a comment, just go ahead and comment below. If you're getting a lot of value and want to keep hearing my content and seeing more videos like this, then go ahead and subscribe to the channel or follow me and or follow me across all social media. We've also got the website, freedomvibe.art, so you can obviously check in there as well. And if you're getting tremendous value and really want to help freedomvibe.art and help me get to even more people, then there is a donation page on the website, and there's also links below each and every video. You can make a voluntary donation of any amount, and believe me, it makes a difference. Even if you donate as little as a dollar or the equivalent of a dollar, it's going to make a huge difference. So I certainly appreciate those donations that people make, and I will certainly recognize you for that. Let's continue to move forward. I'm going to be sharing more and more about Freedom Vibe, especially as we start to unroll some live events here in Mexico, but also start to feature artists on the website and just more and more information coming out, more and more education materials. So I appreciate you. Keep rocking it out, and I'll see you on the next video.